What began as a large but peaceful protest last night in Portland ultimately resulted in confrontations with police and 23 arrests. Ed Morin has details.
An estimated 1,000 people gathered in front of the Portland police station to protest the police killings of unarmed African Americans, including George Floyd, who died in Minneapolis while being held on the ground by police. At about 8:30, after speakers had finished addressing the gathering in downtown Portland, some protesters left the area.
There was a group of people that chose to stay, which was fine. Shortly after that is when, some violent acts started to occur.
Portland Police Lieutenant Robert Martin says protesters attempted to damage police vehicles positioned at intersections to keep roads closed, and some blocked police cars from leaving the area. Martin says members of the crowd threw bottles, rocks, bricks, and urine at police, none of whom was seriously hurt. Several trash cans were set on fire. He says a store was broken into by a large group just after 9 p.m. The driver of a tractor-trailer delivery truck was charged with reckless conduct with a dangerous weapon after driving through a group of protesters gathered in front of the police station. No one was hit by the truck.
About an hour, I guess, after that was when we finally took enforcement action, made our first arrest. We'd been issuing orders to disperse for close to an hour before any arrests were made.
22 of the arrests were for failure to disperse. Martin says Portland police will do everything they can to make sure protesters can exercise their First Amendment rights, but have to take action in response to violent criminal acts. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ed Morin.
After last night's events, Portland city leaders are calling for unity today. Patty White has more.
Portland City Mayor Spencer Thibodeau says, like so many others, he's angered by the death of George Floyd, who died while being pinned down by Minneapolis police. After several days of protests, Thibodeau is hoping that the community will unite to demand better from those in power.
And we can do it in a peaceful and pragmatic way. And so my hope as, as one African-American male is that they'll join me in those efforts to create a dialogue where change can happen.
Portland Mayor Kate Snyder says that will hopefully happen at a planned protest Wednesday afternoon. She says she's among several city leaders who will join the crowd.
Along with, I think, the majority of the city council, police chief and city manager and other staff, really to be listening.
The Portland City Council passed a resolution Monday night denouncing racism. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.